Now, if you have a view, if your stress is gauged from a hyper sensitive state of emoting, then we say you must disconnect from that particular emotion. And the biggest one of those and the hardest one of those is called fear. There's people so stressed out because they're afraid they're going to get stressed out. I can't take that. That really stresses me out. Well, there you go. So that's that trick. And so we already know that emotions are contained in love, which is in a force field. Well, it's just like if your sinuses are also in a force field, if you can get them to flow the way you do, you don't have to run around with Kleenex tissues crammed up your nose.
I think, did I get this sentence right or wrong? Emotions are contained in love, which is a force field?
Yes.
How can emotions be contained in love?
Because love is a force field.
Okay, but would you say emotions of love are contained in love?
No. Well, but love is not an emotion. Love is a force field. Say it again, because I think you may be right. We just want to see how we can clean it up.
Emotions are contained in love, which is a force field.
Yes, love, which is a force field.
But emotions are contained in love. I guess I've never heard you say that.
Well, okay, then let's say it this way. Emotions are contained in a force field, which is love. You like that better? And Carolyn said, no. Or no. No, what you're supposed to say is, right.
But that's
what it is. So,
well, is the force, I guess what I don't know is this force field of emotions just love, or are there other emotions in there?
Love is not an emotion.
Oh, right.
That's where people get crossways.
But you're kind of calling it an emotion if you're saying emotions are contained in a force field, which is love.
No.
It implies that emotions and love are the same.
They're contained there. Your bathtub is not your bath. It may be where you take a bath, but your bathtub is not your bath.
Emotions are contained in the force field of love.
No, that is love.
In the force field, that is love.
So what we're trying to point out is that love is a force field and not an emotion. And that'll be the biggest depressurizer of all. You can wrap yourself around that. You go, holy crap, you mean love is not an emotion? No, it most certainly is not. It's a force field.
Well, then, are emotions emotions? Because what you're implying here, that emotions being a force field, they're not even emotions.
They're not an emotion.
There are no emotions.
Yes, dear. All emotions are contained within your inner kingdom in a force field, and that force field is love.
I just don't get it, actually. I didn't think you were saying that before.
Oh, yeah. A lover who loves, the ultimate goal. A lover who loves, well, love is a force field. Well, a force field is not an emotion. Therefore, love is not an emotion.
And then when you're saying emotions are in this force field, are you saying fear is not emotion, anger is not emotion.
No. All those are emotions. Love, gratitude, hate, disdain, fear, we said that, anger, depression, bliss, happiness, joy, excitement. There's, 30 or 40, and you make up new ones every day. And those are all emotions. Those emotions are contained in a force field. And that force field is called love.
Wow.
Therefore, because tears aren't an emotion, are they?
I suppose they could be called an expression of an emotion.
That's right. Tears of what kind of tears? Tears of the object of the preposition, they would be tears of joy, tears of sadness, tears of anger, tears of happiness. I'm so happy I could just cry. Or, oh, cry, and I'd hoped for so much more. Disappointment. Well, that's contained in a force field, which is love. And if it's allowed from the inner kingdom into your middle kingdom, that's why you have to name what the tear is regarding.
If it's allowed from inner kingdom to middle kingdom, did you say?
Yes, because you could be angry and nobody'd ever know it.
Yeah.
Well, and you're the queen of that anyway, honey. You could have lots of opinions and never say anything.
Right.
That can be pressure, but all of a sudden lately you've been able to say, I don't like that.
Right.
And I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I don't like it. And you see, that's moving that emotion that's contained in your inner kingdom and allow it to be expressed. And that's why Bob is so fun, is because he just lets it out. He just lets it in. He didn't care. Bam! He just throw it out there. Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Because he never has a pressure regarding it. Because it didn't last long enough to be pressurized. You see? And even if he's cross about something, it rarely gets to an emotion because the time it gets to be where we're ready to fight, he's forgotten what he was mad about.
But gosh, why is the force field just a love force field and not an anger or any other?
Anger's not a force field.
Wow.
Hate's not a force field.
Wow.
You see, that's why love is the deal breaker. That's why every single time we turn around, we say we love you. We love you more than you know. A strong force field wants to be present. This line, no, this far, no further. People think of love as like, well, I don't tell people I love them. We should. It's like when you were saying sorry in your come on, I want to lay you prayer. I'm sorry. Well, that takes your power back. I apologize, and I'm so powerful, I'm going to acknowledge that I've trespassed on you, but I'm so powerful I have that ability. I love you. That doesn't mean you want to go get busy with them. And that's why in ours it's love always. And that becomes a defining container. A defining container. Gosh, that's great. That's old school. We thought you got that one already.
I know. It's like, so love is a defining container of our emotions.
Yes.
And that love is sort of, like you say, the deal breaker.
Because then that's how you sometimes get to a place where you say, well, I don't love you anymore. Because if love is, how can love not be? So now you have to change it and say, I don't love you. I did love you, but now I don't. So I don't love you anymore. And then we would laugh and say, so, okay, does that mean you love us any less? Because, see, if it's something you can just turn on and turn off, it'd take care of all divorces. There wouldn't be none. Now, old-timey folks had a belief, and that belief was that once you love, you always love. And they didn't have any divorces, because it didn't have anything to do with the emotion of, I like having orgasms with you. If you love, it's a binding force field of connection, and once it's bound and connected, honey, once you bake the cake, you're going to play hell trying to separate the eggs and the flour and the milk and the butter out of that homogeneous baked cake.
Mm-hmm.
We guess it's possible, but not so likely.
Mm-hmm.
You've made a new thing. Well, if you get to the old-timey of love is, and then you go through love is patient, love is kind, love is forgiving, and all those different things that said that love is, every one of those are gauged on the dynamic of a force field.
Mm-hmm.
It contains.
Mm-hmm.
So then you turn around and you say, okay, so what you're saying, Ion, is that love hates.
Mm-hmm.
And we say, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
See? That's fun. You didn't know you was going to get in the oyster business today.
No. So, with the love's hate statement, is that the two conversations?
No, dear. Hate is contained as an emotion in the force field of love.
Wow.
That's how love can hurt. That's also how love can stink.
Well, if you let it.
Well, of course, but we're talking about all emotions, you see. So, yeah. But let it is an activation of a force field.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
See? That's how people get crossways. And in some of these dynamics that are so significant of duality, they just confound you. Well, it's always two things and don't know which one it is, so whichever way it is, flip a coin. Well, we can't flip a coin because it comes on head more times than it does tails. So now it's a skewed or false premise. But if you just take it at face and know that love is a force field and that you're in charge of that force field, then you can allow whatever emotion it is at whatever appropriate time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Or timing, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I love my daddy so much, but I didn't cry at his funeral. I showed no emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So did I not? And they have big questions about that. So now, did I not love him enough? I didn't even cry. I didn't feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
But oh, I loved him. But I didn't feel anything. Well, all that is that was contained. The emotions that you're missing sometimes was contained in the force field of love. That's sweet or what? Now, see, you got all this out of pressure. Get out of town.
Yeah, Bob and I were just talking about the inner kingdom and that sort of thing, and I obviously didn't get this before.
It's the bucket that holds the salve, honey.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll get Bob to listen to this and see if he wants to squeeze it more, but he'll probably say that's how he understood it already.
Yeah. And just by the way, there's no duality in love.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Well, you mean every conversation is not two conversations? Now, within this conversation, you can have more than duality because there is a gamut of emotions.
Mm-hmm.
But any emoting that takes place in your middle kingdom is released from the jar of the force field that holds the salve that is called love.
Any emoting is released
out of the jar,
mm-hmm.
out of love, into your middle kingdom.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Because, see, Bob could walk in the room right now and piss you off.
Mm-hmm.
He could.
Mm-hmm.
And you still love him.
Mm-hmm.
But you can have an emotion and you still love him.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd say two sentences and send you right up a tree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he could. And he almost even knows what those sentences are and sometimes likes to do it just so he can make up.
Mm-hmm.
And he does, and he wouldn't do that on purpose, but he'd get crossways with somebody. He knows how to get you going.
Mm-hmm.
See, Carolyn, I got you going. Isn't that
mm-hmm.
great? Bob, I'm going to punch you in the head. Okay, but you'll have to patch me up. Okay, I won't punch you in the head, but I'm...
right.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same thing. That emotion is not the love.
Mm-hmm.
Comes contained.
Wow.
In love.
Okay. That's, yeah, I mean, there's... I still... still going to take a little bit for me to get that, but I'll work on it.
You turn Bobby loose on it. There won't be nothing left then.
I know. Yeah, I think I'm hung up on emotions or something. I don't know.
Well, they've been a driving force. That's why you can't remember.
Mm.
So is remembering of an emotion?
No.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Is it?
So is understanding this going to help me with my remembering?
Yes, of course. Because
mm-hmm.
Now you've got it. Oh, Lord, now we've got a love body. Lord, Bob will have to have six bastard babies, if that be the case. No,
mm-hmm.
We'd be in deep. But it will. It will, because then it's defined. Defined.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like definitions.
Yeah.
Oh.
It leads to clarity. Or it leads you to the conclusion that you don't care and you're going to let it go. Either way, it's
mm-hmm.
a conclusion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that means you have to be defined by something. But a definition helps to connect.
Mm-hmm.
See, people get all crossways with love and they say, I've had five wives, and we go, good. Well, no, I mean, and I love this one and I love that one, but I really didn't love that one. No, you just have different emotions with different ones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you understood that love was a force field, then you could love the one you with happily.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Come what may, and that will contain all kinds of emotions within love.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hate is an emotion. So you're saying, Ion, that I should love someone that I hate? And we say many times you will. But you can't hate someone you love.
Mm-hmm.
The light bulb just went on.
Oh, did it?
Well, yeah. You can love somebody you hate, but you can't hate somebody you love.
Mm-hmm.
There's your difference.
Mm-hmm.
We doth smell a CD coming.
That's cool. You can't hate someone you love, but you can love someone you hate.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of women sleeping with men that they just cannot stand, but they love them. So whatever,
mm-hmm.
what's a girl to do?
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. See? They're not, you can't enter. If love was an emotion, it could be interchangeable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it can't, so it's not.
What caused us to be, to create ourselves that way?
Oh, let's see. So that would be the second degree of separation. Okay, second degree of separation, or we would say clean up on aisle two,
mm-hmm.
would be anything that confounds without your power,
mm-hmm.
that's what causes the question. See, with your power, you get that, you know that, and then you're good.
Mm-hmm.
But without that, then it becomes, you have a clerical deception.
Mm-hmm.
And so any clerical deception in the defining aspect that you're trying to embrace,
mm-hmm.
If you're not there, if it's not connected, it's separated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the degree of separation is just that.
Mm-hmm.
But once it's connected, then there is no separation. Then that what becomes answered or overlaid,
mm-hmm.
with the power of the notion of the connection.
Mm-hmm. So right now I'm not connected to the answer.
We didn't say that. We just explained that question of that place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a bad place, because if it gets you connected, then you are, and then you're good. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a problem. It's just a dynamic that you thought was one way that you're finding out is another way,
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to digest it.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't digest it, then we'd say go straight and eat the sewage, and then you don't have to digest it. It'll be
mm-hmm.
all good for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's connecting the sewage business.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you say drink sewage? Well, you won't digest the good stuff, so go ahead and just have sewage. It'll do you well.
Mm-hmm.
You won't have any separation regarding it. It'll just, it'll come in as it goes out.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing the circle of life.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm looking. I'll work on that, or I'll just put it in my little box. If I don't have time to do this and see how it works out.
Well, but the connection is just that. And as you said this just a little bit, then you kind of go, okay, now here's what I know. Go based on the things you know. And you'll find that much of that knowing is not set in stone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some will be, but not all.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not, then you can't put that in the column of finished, safe and easy.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put it on of becoming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's in the category of becoming, then it is of come.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all.
Mm-hmm.
And then the reason that humans separate when they separated from their power. Of course, that was the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
What choice? You disconnected, so how can you have a connection from a disconnection?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, as you come back into your power, then you know, and you know how to file it, you know how to work it, you know how to do it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then how does an electronic mail get to from one recipient to the other is not even involved in the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I hit enter, I hit send, and it goes.
Mm-hmm.
On the Ethernet, it gets to this other IP address and shows up in their box, and then they click it and then they respond.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how or what or why, it becomes outside of the conversation. Because now you're empowered regarding electronic mail.
Okay, I think I'm good for now.